The Gleiwitz incident has a weird place in history, I think. It's unlikely that in and of itself it changed history. I mean, Hitler probably would have invaded Poland no matter what. But we'll leave that part up to the historians to interpret. To me, it's the fact that radio was seen as such a crucial medium.
When you think about FDR, another pioneer person of power that used the medium, it really gives that contrast of how powerful a channel it could be for good. And the best example, it was really actually the first major fireside chat that FDR gave, which was when he came into power, when he was elected president. You got to think about what was happening at the time. It's 1930s, 1933. FDR was just elected, and the United States is in the throes of the largest economic catastrophe in global history, period. There's never been anything like this. The economy of the world had never been so connected and so high before it had come down. And people were dying, people were starving. In the United States, which was an extremely wealthy country even at the time, people were committing suicide and they were homeless. Just an incredible level of destitution. And what was starting to happen is where people were keeping their money was banks, as people do keep their money in banks. And what's starting to happen was what's known as a bank run. And for those of you that followed the Silicon Valley Bank event that happened earlier in the year, you know what that is, which is basically everybody panics that the bank that they have their money in is about to collapse. And so they all start withdrawing their money up until the point where the bank no longer has enough funds to pay the people back the money that's theirs. And the problem with the bank run in the Great Depression was that was happening to every bank in America. So the banking system was collapsing because everyone was freaking out that their money was not safe. And Roosevelt gets elected in the midst of this bank run. And because you're in the middle of the Great Depression and inflation is going up and companies are collapsing and banks are going under, and the Federal Reserve at the time was broken up into, it wasn't a Federal Reserve back then, it was broken up into like the New York Reserve, the Reserve Bank of Chicago, they were like regional reserves, and they just were not acting fast enough. They underestimated the impact of the bank runs, led to the collapse. And so these bank runs were happening. And FDR went to his staff, went to his economists and all of the people that he got together between his election and the inauguration, and said, "What's going on? We need to understand what's actually happening so that we can fix it." And all of his advisors told him, "The banks themselves are okay. It's actually not a problem with the banks. The problem is that people are withdrawing their money from the banks. And if people just stopped withdrawing their money from the banks, we could stabilize the situation and start to fix it." And so what did FDR do? He got onto the radio. He broadcast to the entire country, "Here's what's happening." And he literally explained everything I just explained. He said, "The problem is that there is not enough money to be given to you at this moment. But that doesn't mean your money doesn't exist. It means that people just need to stop withdrawing their money from the banks. The banking system will hold if you all promise to stop trying to take your money out of it on Monday. And if you all do that, I promise things will stabilize." And he explained what you should expect. He explained what is to be expected of them. And he explained what he was going to do about it once everybody agreed to not withdraw their money, the situation gets stable, and the changes that they would make to the banking system to prevent this from happening in the future. So it's a great example of the opposite approach of how the medium, the communication medium of radio, can be used for good. And it was one of the most incredible moments in communication history, or history of U.S. presidents, of using that channel for good. It was really incredible.
After all, there is an element in the readjustment of our financial system more important than currency, more important than gold, and that is the confidence of the people themselves. Confidence and courage are the essentials of success in carrying out our plan. You people must have faith. You must not be stampeded by rumors or guesses. Let us unite in banishing fear. We have provided the machinery to restore our financial system, and it is up to you to support and make it work. It is your problem, my friends. Your problem no less than it is mine. Together, we cannot fail.